say in the Kriya Shema every day, Tama Mezuzos Beisecho Visharecha, the mitzvah of mezuzah, to put a mezuzah on our door. In fact, the Meshech Chachma brings a raya to a halacha. The Torah tells us about the halacha of Ir HaNidachas, a city which the majority or all the people are worshipping idols. You have to destroy everything, all its belongings. However, the Gemara says, there's an exception to the rule. If there's one mezuzah in the Ir HaNidachas, so then you don't destroy the whole Ir HaNidachas. Because, and we quote the pasuk, "Sasun kein Hashem Elokeichem." You do not erase God's name. The mezuzah has to shame Hashem, and the Ephelo Sasu kein Hashem Elokeichem. So it's clear from the Gemara, from Chazal, that if there's an Ir HaNidachas and it doesn't have a mezuzah, if it has a mezuzah on it, so you don't destroy it. If there's no mezuzah, you destroy it. You have to, the lachis has to be destroyed totally, and you can't destroy the mezuzah. So the Meshech Chachma, he wants to bring a raya from the pasuk. Uksav tama mezuzos, uksav tem. One person has to write a mezuzah, l'man yibru yameichem. And then you're guaranteed not only olam hazeh, but olam haba. You get olam haba, etc. So there's a famous kasha, the Minchas Chinuch, Rabbi Akiva Eger, other achronim. Why don't we have a general principle, ase do chalos ase. So why don't we say the ase of destroying the Ir HaNidachas beats out the Isser Mechikas Hashem, the Isser of destroying God's name. So there are many different answers. Some say that since there's many shame Hashem, so maybe it's only docha one shame Hashem, but not many. Others say it has to do, this also has an element of ava, not destroying God's name, and therefore the Ramban ase docha lo sase based on ava. There are other technical reasons given, but the Meshech Chachma will hold that no, it's not working ase docha lo sase. It's a giway. It's a gzeres hakasuv. Satam amizuzos beisakol bisharecha. Because in other words, why not if you have a sefer Torah in the Ir HaNidachas? So in fact, the part of the halacha is that if you just had a mezuzah sitting in your drawer, that wouldn't help. It's a uksav tama mezuzah. When you put it on your doorpost, that's when it takes to transform the din. So in fact, the shaila is, what's pshat that we don't destroy the city? It's a pshat, it still has a din of the Ir HaNidachas, but for technical reasons, we can't say ase do chalos ase, and therefore that's why we keep it up? Or no? That is the Meshech Chachma, that's what the Minchas Chinuch and Rabbi Akiva Eger seem to be assuming, and the Meshech Chachma is a big chiddush, no. That having a mezuzah in the Ir HaNidachas makes it no longer Ir HaNidachas. You're not going to get punished for the Ir HaNidachas. It no longer has a status of the Ir HaNidachas. And then, you know, that's in general when we have the lemdis, let's say a katan putter. Does it mean is he putter from onshin? He's putter from onshin, but we consider the act of a katan a katan? Or do we say no? It's not even considered. It's a onus rachmana patre. It's a total exemption. So according to, if you assume it's just a technical reason why we don't say ase docha lo sase, so fundamentally you're saying he has a din of Ir HaNidachas, but there's a pitur onshin. And the Meshech Chachma is saying a bigger chiddush, that it's a giwa, it's a gzeres hakasov, that by definition it's no longer as a status. One mezuzah changes its status from an Ir HaNidachas to another—that's the gila. Except Tama Amuzos Beisakol Risha Rech. Even one mezuzah, man Yerbu Yameichem Nevenechem Ala Adama. And that's shot in the pasuk in the Kriya Shema we say every day. Except Tama Amuzos Beisakol Risha Rech. Man Yerbu Yameichem Nevenechem.